Blog Talk Radio.
Motherfucking queen, about my business, handle shit without a fucking king. In a relationship, I'm trouble, the poison. Don't get the truth twisted, cause I'm not trying to be boisterous. And man, just trust this, what I tell you that I mean. I had to need my body, look like a fiend. Hit any runway or any streets. Went from selling the crack rocks to blazing on these beats, man. I am the heat igniter, start your engine. I'ma make you take a ride, you be forced to pay attention. Yo, I'm doing 85, down 75. Black card, no tags, yo, it's time to ride.
Attention all units, attention all units.
They support me, but they hating on my shit. Addiction's taking over, I must be they latest fix, right? They act like they suffice me, meanwhile they don't do shit. Something like your best friend, bouncing on your man's dick. They say that they 100, they ain't nothing like the other ones. I'm selling drugs, don't got no hoes, my smoke some weed, don't carry guns. They saying that they famous and they wanna share that fame with me. Time to get the passports and travel internationally. Behind the girl's back, thinking they can get a taste of me. Turn around and face the wall, they wanna eat my groceries. I'm way too high up, elevation causing nosebleeds. Catch me from a cop, so you can't see me, but can't find me. I'm lurking in the shadows cause of my manipulation. Laying out the verses is my real occupation. Don't know why they looking, mine ain't they situation. Wanna see me come up bars, yo, fuck perpetration.
Attention all units, we have an amber alert. Black car headed down I-75 south.
I get a lot of love, but this love brings leeches. I get a lot of love, but this love brings leeches. I get a lot of love, but this love brings leeches. I get a lot of love, but this love brings leeches.
All units, please be advised. We have an amber alert headed down South 75.
Think you got bars? Let's see.
froggy this weekend. So this weekend, we are in the street. Wait for this music. And no, it's personal. And now introducing your host, Amber, a.k.a. Gemini, the Queen. All rise in this bitch.
Amber, you're live.
All right. What up, my people out there? Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for responding to the Amber Alert and calling in your tips today. We got a couple great artists on. Not that, you know, all the artists that have been on are great. These two guys, I've been annoying them ever since my career started. Look at us now. So everybody, hold on the line. Tips are coming in. We can go ahead and take a couple tips, though, if you're ready, Eddie.
484-908.
Hello, yo. What's going on, y'all? It's Poetic Soul.
What's good?
Chilling. I got a few projects that's coming out. I've just been striving, working really hard. You know what I mean? Like, trying to promote myself and get myself out there.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, let everybody know, you know, who you are as an artist, what you got going on, and how they can get to you.
All right. who I am as an artist, obviously, Poetic Soul 215, I'm out of Philadelphia. I'm grinding. I work every day. I got a lot of projects, a lot of videos and clips and stuff out on Instagram. My Instagram name, you can locate me at Poetic Soul, S-O-E-L, 215. And also on Facebook. I usually post them on both platforms because Facebook, you know, has like the unlimited time where you can just post, you know, any length of a video. Instagram is short and stuff like that. So on Facebook, it's Soul Jackson. And I don't got no Twitter page because I don't really know how to work Twitter. It's just too complicated.
Twitter is one in its own. That's the truth.
Right. You know what I mean, so overall, like, I'm just driving and, you know, this project that I'm dropping is called Failure. It's not an option. The reason why I picked that name because it kind of empowers you. You know, like it kind of, you know, like embeds in your mind. You know, like as long as you stay, you know, as long as you stay dedicated and you know, you keep sight on the vision, you'll succeed it. You know what I mean? So that's why I picked that. So that's what I'm. Yeah. So. I feel really good about it, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be really epic. It's going to be really epic, man. I feel good. But,
That's what's up.
If you guys are, you know, are curious of who I am, you know, like, just log on to my page, man. You know, you will not be disappointed. Trust me.
All right. Well, let them know one more time your links so they know for sure how to get to you and... I'll keep it up.
All right, that's once again Poetic Soul 215 on Instagram and Poetic Soul Jackson on Facebook. Thanks, guys, for having me.
All right, make sure to call back anytime. Hit me up on Facebook, too, under Amber Downs. You know, I'm taking signatures and all that. So, Downs, D-O-W-N-S.
Amber.
D-O-W-N-S.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and my artist page, y'all, is Amber Alert Takeover. I know that's a lot easier to understand.
Amber Alert Takeover. And that's on both social accounts or all of them?
That's straight Facebook, and that's the best way to get to me.
Okay, all right, cool. I got you. Oh, all right, so when I tag all right, so I can tag you in my videos, right?
Hit me up in my inbox so then I can have direct links, you know what I'm saying, the direct track that I can hear, and then if I'm really feeling it, vibing with it, then I'm just let you know, like, yo, I'm going to give you airplay or hit you up, like, you want to do an interview or whatever, you know?
All right, cool. All right, thank you.
All right, have a good night.
All right, you too.
Next tip.
734-799.
Hey, how's it going today, Amber?
What's good? What's good?
My name's Foles, and I'm Mike. I'm an MC out of Detroit, Michigan. I work, you can catch me at Four Wheels and a Mic on Twitter, Facebook, and SoundCloud.
Four Wheels and a Mic?
Yep, with the number four.
All
right. You can check out on SoundCloud. I haven't really posted any new music, but I always post fresh freestyles on my personal Facebook and I gotta start doing that on my regular. I'll be forgetting that they're not completely, they're connected, but they're not, you can't swap one than the other. But I do a monthly podcast with a homie of mine for gaming and other geeky type of stuff. So you got the games, your Netflix things, watching tips, you know, what's new in that world. So I'm all over the place with that as well. So you can check me out. You can check out the podcast at Double Edge Gaming on YouTube. And for those who like that type of stuff. And then new material should be coming very soon. Since the summertime is about to happen, so give me more time to focus on the production side of things, because I'm always writing new bars and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely dig it. I just liked your artist page, so let everybody else know one more time how to get to you, link to you, everybody out there listening. Take advantage of the networking opportunities. Like, otherwise, the system's not going to work for you. If you don't take advantage of the system, it's not going to do nothing for you. You're just going to be sitting here coming. So let them know your links one more time so they can hit you up. All
right, and I'm down to work with anybody. If you like the way I sound, if you check that out and you're like, yo, I dig his flavor, you can catch me at Four Wheels with a number Four Wheels and a Mic. On Twitter, Facebook, and SoundCloud, all the same way.
Nice. All right, everybody out there, y'all heard him. Look him up, hit him up. See what's up. You never know. You never know what you can create. And I'm a living testament. Y'all about to hear a couple of the artists that I have hit up. You feel me? So you have a good rest of your night, Four Wheels and a Mic. And I hope to hear from you again.
All right. Most definitely.
All right. I think we got time for one more tip.
323-867.
Hey, Aaron. Chris is in Newhood. How are you?
What it do?
Hey. How you doing?
I'm cool. I'm kicking it. How are you?
I hear you. I'm great. Right now I'm at right now I got dance meeting. Talking to the girls, but you know I had enough time to call in. I ain't gonna keep you that long. But congratulations. That's my first
Thank
time calling
you.
In on the show. Right.
I appreciate
you
it too, girls.
Good word,
okay,
baby.
Thank you so much. Everybody, this is Princess of New Hood, also on Blackout Radio on Mondays.
Yes.
Look her up on Facebook.
Yes,
Instagram.
Yes.
Oh,
I go on.
My bad.
Right. we got our Freaky Friday shows, me and Young Bunchy Carter, so we're going on Fridays, and then that's 7 to 8, and then on Sundays we go on, and then every other Sunday is Cypher Sunday, which is from 12 to 1, and that's Pacific Standard Time, which is about 4, I believe, Eastern Standard Time for you guys out there on the East Coast. And for the Central folks, that's 2. So right now I got dance meeting. I'm about to talk to these ladies real quick, and then we're going to do that. And then I'll be checking in on you, baby.
All right. Well, you know what I got to say about that?
Oh, you know what? Wait, hold on. One more thing, y'all. That's listening. If y'all gonna be part of the daily sin tour, I am the host. That's Royal Crush and Royal Crush and Mr. Rantel. That, you know, so it's gonna be bomb and surprise. So I ain't gonna let everybody know in on a surprise, but it's a huge surprise. So if y'all in the Las Vegas area, please keep in contact with me about the Deadly Sin event. I'm hosting the event. It's gonna be awesome. Okay, that is June 30th this year.
I know that. And that's right?
Yeah, it's a little special little thing that's gonna be popping. So y'all gotta stay tuned for that. Special guest. All right.
Y'all better listen up.
Listen up now. Listen up. But continue on your show, and I'm about to do this dance meeting real quick, and I'll be checking in on you.
All right, girl. Tear it up. Twerk it out.
Right? I'm not about to play with you. But all right. All right. Later, love.
All right, girl.
All right.
Okay. I think we'll do one more caller, and then we're going to get into that first found artist.
706-351.
Hello?
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 Yo.
Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Great. Great. This is I Am Pega calling from the north side of Atlanta. Northside King right here, man. The real Fire Grand Commander, 720. Yes. Giving you a shout out. You dig, Gemini. You've been putting, you know what I'm saying, your name on the map, letting people know who you are. You know, I've witnessed some of your works in the earliest stages where it has come now.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you a big, you know what I'm saying, thumbs up. Good job. Great work. You're still looking sexy as ever. You're damn right. Hey. You understand? But, real quick, though, I Am Pega. We just released the official video, Headbang. I mean, this video right here has went viral, man. Donald Trump gave it a thumbs up. So if y'all doubt that, you go to YouTube.
Oh, he won't say that.
Yeah, no, for real, though. I didn't think he was going to like it, but he gave us a thumbs up. If you go to YouTube and you put in Headbang, I Am Pega, you will see for yourself. This video is going viral. It is the amalgamation of music, man. We taking music to a whole nother level, paganistic music, north side of Atlanta, man. But once again,
I know that's right.
Yeah, man. Once again, though, man, this Amber Alert, man, you, Queen Gemini, keep doing your thing. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you. You know,
we don't have it out. Hey, listen, though, look, I'm a real motherfucking rock star. Hey, if y'all need some guitar work, man, listen. Yeah. Instagram at It's Paganistic and Twitter at I Am Pagan 1. And once again, the CEO Headbang on YouTube. I Am Pagan Headbang, man. So I appreciate y'all signing off. Love you, girl. Stay sexy, stay pretty.
I love everybody. Hit up. That is I Am Paganistic. He is not playing when he's talking about he's going viral. Like, that video has lots and lots and lots of thousands. I'm just sorry I couldn't make it to the video shoot, but it's okay. I'm just a little sorry. I'm just a little resentful, but it's okay.
You'll be at the next one. Kama Sutra. Be ready.
All right. All love. Thank you so much for calling in, showing all that love. Everybody hit this man up. He is a rock star.
Yo.
Let's get to that little way.
I'm deep in the same. Do it for love in the field. All my niggas, they're ready to
And now, from Louisiana, we have rapper under UGK, Chill Gang, Lil Way, Everybody, So Much Respect.
Yo.
What's good? I'm a this boy Lil Way checking in. What's good, world?
Hey. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm so glad you were one of my artists that were located. Y'all, this is Lil Way on UGK, and I'm going to let him tell you the business because, take off with it.
First of all, I want to say, recipe, my West, recipe, Pimp C. Without them, wouldn't be no UGK, no Trill Gang. Shout out to the whole Jackson, Mississippi, the Trill Gang, UGK, Reference Spice. This new event going on, man, Jackson, Mississippi, at Western Lounge, coming up next month. Got events where you can come in and, you know, showcase your music, contest the win T-shirts, and a lot of cool stuff.
Get that money by all the means. I can dig it.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm going to start doing a little networking with y'all on this radio. Shout out to the radio station now. We live.
For sure.
Y'all going to order y'all some of that Trill Gang UGK stuff too now. We got that on deck easily. That Trill Beer, Trill Gear Beer. And we got new flip flops, the Trill Gear flip flops on deck now. We got the new jacket. Got a lot of stuff. I got my mixtape coming out. Finally made it.
I can't wait.
Just new beginning trying to take off.
I know that's right. I can't wait for that mixtape. Look, you know, you can just slide stuff in my inbox, in my email. No worries. Any other songs? I got you.
Yeah, now the fans, y'all can reach me at on Facebook at Mark Lil Way Hemingway, or you can go to Instagram LilWay20. I got SoundCloud LilWay. You can go to YouTube, Lil Way. Basically, everything Lil Way, one way.
Lil Way, one way. All right, well, look, I'm super excited because these couple tracks you sent are already a couple of my favorites from you. Like, so I want to jump in. Can we jump in?
Yeah, you can jump in and play some of it.
Okay, I really want to hear Bando, like, off rip. Is that cool? Bando, that cool?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, you go ahead and intro that. Tell the people what you got to tell them about that track, and then we get it.
Y'all go check that Bando out, man. Got my boy Lil Tank on there, straight out of Jackson, Mississippi. Bando still tell me about our life, how it's going on. Y'all go check it out on YouTube. Got the appearance of Zach Knight. The video shot by Vision Productions. And I hope y'all enjoy it when y'all go see it on my Facebook page. I'm always good with him where y'all better see the video. So jump.
Yeah. Let's get Bando pop.
Wait. My Bando jumping, you can catch me in the hood, bitch. My Bando jumping, you can catch me in the hood, bitch. My Bando jumping, you can catch me in the hood, bitch. My Bando jumping, you can catch me in the hood, bitch. My Bando jumping, you can catch me in the hood, bitch. My Bando jumping, you can catch me in the hood,
My bando chopping. You can catch me in the hood, bitch.
My bando chopping got plenty though. Yeah. You want the sack, so you do the wild. Got hydro in that skirt. And that thing that's gonna take it to Mars. I'm certified up in this shit. Got bricks to bear. This little tank don't need no scale. Me and Lil Wayne swagged up. Louis Vuitton, we racked up. Bando jumping like a house party. My phone jumping like a hotline. You mad cause the bitch wanna fuck with me. My diamond shining like luxury.
You want to talk to somebody right quick? See what's up? See what they got to say? They calling in a tip?
Yeah, you can run the call with me.
All right, let's see who we got.
810-348.
Hello.
What up?
What's up? What's up?
What's good?
Nothing much. Just, chilling.
All right, wave you on with the Queen and Lil Way. Introduce yourself. Tell us what's up.
For sure. My name is Hella Grams JB from Flint, Michigan. And shit, not really doing much of anything right now, just putting things together.
Dig that. What kind of stuff you putting together, brother?
Well, I call in almost every day. And promote the same thing, but shit, we working on.
Do it again.
I'm working on pushing this various artist mixtape in the city called The Green Print. You feel me? It's for smokers everywhere, but it's mainly to show support through the city. And we got another project that my big brother's working on, SKF Fat and Misfit Music ENT. He working on his EP called The Sway Zombie. And we're trying to hurry up and get it done so we can start pushing it. Because we have got a couple requests on a few songs.
What's the Facebook name?
You can reach me at Jimmy Barnes. And you can reach my big brother at Santez Lil Silly Stingley. And that Lil Silly is together.
Yes, yes, yes. Link up.
Most definitely, because network is key.
It
sure
is.
Too, man.
If you can't reach me on my personal face, that's my personal Facebook page. You can reach me on Telegrams Promotions. That's our Facebook page for anybody, any artist. If you have links, to hop on there, drop them. We'll be sure to check them out. If you need cover art, you can hit us up on there, or you can hit up my personal Facebook. And once again, that Facebook page is Hella Grounds Promotions, HellaGramz Promotions. And, you know, just like it and message me if you need anything promotion-wise or cover art-wise.
Yes, yes. I remember you calling in last week. I appreciate you so very much. Everybody, man up.
Keep up the good work, man.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate that very much.
Shit, that's
right.
Oh, yeah. One more thing before I get off. I just remember. I am also working on a clothing line for the stoners called the Red Eye Stone Society. I'm trying to put, you know, shit together because, they got shit for smokers, but I'm trying to set myself apart from a lot of people. And I'm just going to take my time with this. But be on the lookout for Red Eye Stone Society. If you see Hellagrams on it, then you done found it.
I know that's right. You know, I ain't gonna say it, but I might know something about that light. So let me know.
Yeah, and go to Marcus Lil Wade Hemingway on Facebook. You can check some of my links out. Upcoming artists with Trill Gang, UGK, and check some of my links out. We can network or whatever.
For sure. Could you tell me that Facebook page one more time?
Marcus Lil Wade Hemingway.
All right, man. Lil Ray.
Hemingway.
Hemingway?
Yeah, HemingWay.
Okay.
If I can't find you, I can get you like that.
For sure. For sure. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Link up. Okay. Do we have anyone else?
515-988. Hello?
Yo, what up?
Yeah, this is Jimmy Figure. Once again, you already know who it is. I came here a few days ago. Me and Threat song's coming out soon. I give it like 3 days, so look up JimmyFigga Figure on YouTube right now. Back Road is out. Make sure y'all go see that. And I'm going to give up my Instagram, REALYYJIMI. My Instagram, Jimmy Figga. Really, Jimmy is my Instagram as well. Go on Twitter, add me on Twitter, JimmyFigga. Swag.
All right. So you got anything specific? I know you said you got a lot coming up. You got anything specific you want to lock in on? You want to holler at Lil Way and see what's up with the business? Is he under some major labels, right?
Repeat that. I couldn't hear you. Repeat that again.
I said, would you like to specify on anything that you got coming up specifically, or would you like to holler at my guest Lil Way, who has been signed under some major labels, and ask him a question or two?
Oh, yeah, I want to ask him a question.
Go ahead. There you go.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, I have two questions. When you first started making music, how did you know you were doing good? Like, a lot of people don't know, like, their music be good enough to even get signed. So when did you know that you had a perfect music to get signed?
Well, I didn't know it until the fans. It's the people really going to be the judgment of that. Because I make plenty of music, and you might think one sound good, and then you might make a new one that sounds better. But, you know, it's really, you make music from the heart, but you explaining yourself at the same time. You explaining your life. So, you know, as you explain your life,
you know, they got that slogan, only God can judge. So it's like a judgment. It's just like the people in the world have to let you know which one's your better sound.
All right, all right.
It's like an up and down feel with that one. So it may, your fans gonna be your major ones that you can tell.
And second question, how? Let me see. I want to make this a. I want to make an easy question. I'm trying to make it a little tough. If you could sign any label, who would you sign right now as we speak? Because I know, like, a lot of people, like, especially with me, like, a lot of guys,
yeah.
A lot of cats nowadays don't even need a label. So I'm just asking, like, if you were signing any group, team, label, no matter what you call it, who would you sign to?
I say with my label, Trill Gang, UGK.
All right. That's a nice answer. I thought I made them to somebody else. But he didn't do it.
Or Gemini Productions. Yeah.
That's day one. I can't change that.
But man, like, man, since, you know, you can look me up yourself. You know, you go on YouTube, JIMIFIGGA. Listen to song Back Road. I ain't really doing no promotions of it. I just did a little 90s type of New York song, so you should check it out, you know, see if you like it or not.
I sure will.
All right, man. Thanks, man. I want to shout out to everybody that put me on this. Have a nice day.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I feel a little hype. I feel like we should play that other track. Lil Way.
What's happening with it?
You want to get to that other track? Because I'm feeling type of way, man.
Well, yeah, we could dip and dab. And yeah, and this track right here coming up right here. This is a little slogan. I'm having some shirts coming up made soon. It's called Dipping and Dabbing. It's gonna have a logo. It's gonna be a exclusive story. I can't tell too much. I'm excited about it. But if you listen to the song, you know it tells a story about everything I do.
Man, and don't it fit the UGK label? Boy.
And shout out to my boy Spinnerella Young on that thing.
Can we get a taste of that, Eddie?
Okay. I didn't get a try. With that name, I got A2, Momo, Murder. Okay.
That one, Momo.
Mama always told me, be my son, and I always had your back. And daddy always told me that, boy, you gotta run up away.
I'm different than when I'm choosing.
That about all the tracks I play, because all that shit is my shit, because y'all are some amazing artists. Can't even take it. Can't even take it. Every Sunday, my mind is just like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. We got a lot of tips, being called in. So you want to take a couple more tips?
I'm ready.
Let's get.
I know, motherfucker.
91974. Oh.
What's good, y'all? This Sean Ray. I'm out of North Carolina.
What up?
What's up? Ain't nothing right now, man. I'm promoting this on me video. It's a freestyle video I had done. I'm performing the video live on the camera, man. Y'all can see that. It's my name is SHAUNREDRUM, and type in on me, ONME. And you'll see me pop up on YouTube, man. That's going up right now. About to make that video go viral. That's off the Yellow Tape Part 4 mixtape. Y'all can look me up on Twitter, too. My Twitter name is Sean Red Rum, SHAUNREDRUM. My Instagram is the same thing, but my name spelled the same way, 91 at the end, though. So y'all just be sure to link up with me, man. My Facebook is the same. You look for me the same on everything except for Instagram. They have a 91 behind it. So I'm just out here trying to make major moves, man, getting the whole team motivated, getting my young boys motivated, letting them know it's more than just their surroundings, man. We about to boss up out here. Every event, promo, everything, trying to link up, man. Not link with anybody.
Dang. Y'all heard
it. Oh, yeah. But mainly, man, the main people I'm trying to link up right now, I'm trying to link up with promoters and managers and trying to get those shows booked. The more exposure, the better, you know. That's why I call in every day, man.
I know that's right.
Oh, yeah. But y'all be sure to look at that video. Y'all might think I'm just another nigga talking shit, but I'm for real, man. Y'all look that up. Y'all will take it serious. So make sure y'all see me, man, for real.
You got any questions for Lil Way under UGK right now?
For Lil who under UGK?
Lil Way.
Okay. Tennessee, one of my favorite rappers, so that's perfect. What would be, like, what advice would you give to young artists about promotion?
I say push harder at it for one, and when you be ready to promote, make sure you do your promotion. You know, make sure you got everything to the top, to the team, for that's your vision. The quantity, especially, you know, the graphic and everything. So make sure everything is to the top. You know, get you some good ones on it before you just go out there and put it out there. You know, because it might not be, for some people, it might not be them, for some people, they won't get it. But they look at their artwork and the way you bring it to them, and that'll bring more attention to you. And then also, keep whatever you got major. Don't try to spread everything you got going on, you know, out there. Because people out here, they'll see your work too. So, you know, kind of be careful how you promote. And so, do your graphics. That's like I said, the quality is like everything else. The quality and everything else. That's just the main point you got to be on.
I hear that. Hey, OG, make sure you link up with me, man. I want to talk to you more about, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, man. I need that wisdom, that game.
All right. So I'm willing to talk to everybody. I mean, you get in my inbox, I'm going to talk to you back no matter what.
How I link up with you on Facebook?
Huh?
How do I link up with you on Facebook?
It's Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S. Lil Wayne, L-I-L, M-A-R-C-U-S. Lil White, LILWAY. Hemingway, HEMMINGWAY. Hemingway.
Hemingway?
Yeah, Hemingway. Like Ernest Hemingway, but two M's.
Hold on. Spell it again. I can't hear you, like, that's not the background noise. Mark it, Lil Way.
HEMMINGWAY. Hemingway.
Oh, I got you. Wait, okay, I got you.
Yeah, just hit me in my inbox. We can look up. I can give you my email, my number, and we can make something happen. Like I said, I talk to everybody. Everybody.
Yeah, I can say they couldn't find results for you because I don't know that.
Say what now?
I couldn't get you because a lot of background noise, man. I can't really hear you that good. I got the Hemingway part, but the first one I can't get.
It's Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S.
M-A-R-C-U-S.
Lil Way in the middle.
Lil Way.
It's going to pop up.
It's L-I-L-W-A-Y, both of them together.
Okay. Marcus, Lil Way, that's all together.
Yeah, now Marcus and Lil Way is separate. Lil Way together.
Okay, I got it. It still can't find you, though.
What site are you using?
I'm on Facebook.
Yes, Mark.
Okay, go to Facebook. Right, go to Facebook. Type in LILWAY space HEMMINGWAY. It's gonna pop up and it's gonna be the flyer for the show.
Okay,
with the screen and it's both of us.
Okay, he just came up. I just seen him. Okay, I got it.
Cool.
Yeah, all right,
thank you so much for calling us.
Oh, yeah, 100.
Make sure to call back next week. We got to move on to another tip. I'm so sorry, everybody that's on the line. I'm moving, but we got a lot to do. So have a good evening. Everybody, look this guy up. And who do we have next?
3-1-3-3-4-6. Yo, what up, folks?
What's good?
Yo. Hello. Yo, this beautiful Sunday is what's good. This beautiful show is what's good. How y'all Sunday going?
It's fairly well.
Okay. Hey, y'all had me check it out. My Sunday going great. You know what I'm saying? I'm vibing with y'all. I'm nodding my head to tight music. I'm listening to people that's reaching out for managers and promotions. And ASAP Entertainment is on the phone calling out of Dirty Glove, calling out of Detroit. You know what I'm saying? We specialize in management, promotion. We do it all. You know what I'm saying? We network like crazy. I love I love reaching out and talking to people like we're doing right now because, you know what I'm saying, it makes my day go a whole lot better. It makes me get hyped in the motherfucker in the What Up Dough City. And it makes me want to sit out and write some shit, and I ain't even wrote in a while. So I'm sitting here vibing with y'all, feeling good. Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm gonna take it back. I'm feeling so good. I'm gonna spit some bars before I get off the phone today, and I don't even be doing that much no more. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what the Amber Alert is for, calling artists. Come on.
Hey, check it out. First of all, once again, Albert Washington on Facebook. Albert Washington, like Fat Albert, Washington Estate. J-A-Y, a Step of Ball Platinum Entertainment. Shout out to my bro Livewire over in Florida. We got some big things popping, man. Anybody think we've been standing still? I'm on my phone literally every single motherfucking day where I'm at, taking care of business. And there's some things, some real big things is lined up, so y'all be on the lookout for that. Holla at me. Get at me. Reach out. 248-886-6766. 248-886-6766. I love networking. I got plugs and I don't mind sharing them, so reach out. Let's work.
Hey, this Dice?
Yeah, what up, though?
Well, at the end of the way, we already friends. I will be.
Okay,
for sure. Networking with you.
For sure, most definitely, man. Let's work, my baby. Let's work. Let's get it in. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get it in to the fullest.
We got a big movement going on. When I say all of the best in the city, I fuck with all of the best in the city. You name them, I got a direct link to them. Trust me, I might click over and dial one of them motherfuckers. That's how I'm feeling today. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to any and everybody that's rocking with my man's Black Fear and the Black Iron Radio Network. I'm fucking with them strong. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to anybody that's listening to this show right now. You got my direct line. Get at me. I'm fucking with you strong. That's my word, and my fucking word is born.
I know that's right.
That will count.
Yeah. We always looking to work with different artists. You know what I'm saying? We got some shit already on the floor, like I already said. We got some stuff online on the way with a new artist that we have. Man, y'all don't know how good I'm feeling. I'm in a situation right now that I'm like a few days from getting out of, so I'm feeling good as fuck.
You got any events coming up?
What's that again? July the 9th of this year, we're doing a fundraiser for a little fella. His name is Amir King. He's an 8-year-old with an incurable bone disease, and he's in in-home hospice. I'm co-hosting that event. That's taking place in Warren, Michigan, over at Club Echelon. We got Taryn Asher from Fox 2 News that'll be there. We got Coco and Mason from the radio station. We got some big-name celebrities that have already confirmed they will be there. They will be performing. I'm keeping their name under wraps right now. All I got to say is, if you're anywhere in the Detroit area, in the Michigan area, try to make it there on July the 9th. I guarantee you, you will not regret being there. We only charging $10 at the door to get up in there, and you're dealing with some A1 celebrities. So, yeah, if anybody in the Michigan area, July the 9th, be in the building. Make sure you're in the building. Stay tuned to my page because I'm going to post the official flyer as soon as it gets completed. I'm going to be posting that and let everybody know all the way about it. But I hear it right here from my word, out of my mouth. They gonna, you know, it's going to be something, like I said, you don't want to miss. We have local artists, the top local artists, and also some international artists that will be present.
Right. I know.
If you got your artists too, want to do like a little touring in Jacksonville, Mississippi, or whatever, stop by and come down and show us some love. I got a little event down in Jacksonville, Mississippi, at West Lounge. I'm gonna have to be jumping out next month. And I'm gonna have like open. It's gonna be open for the artists that wanna come out to show. It's gonna be a big event. It's more than an open mic. It's gonna be like from that morning to that night. That morning time, you're gonna be able to come out, post up.
with your CD or anything to promote, you know, and then that night, that's when you're going to perform. See, it's going to be a big thing.
Okay, most definitely. As my situation allows, I will be doing some traveling. I have to, you know what I'm saying, make arrangements for that to pop. And, yeah, that's something that I'm definitely going to be in the midst of doing soon. So I'm going to keep that in mind.
All right.
Thank God. Thank God. Well, thank you for calling. Remember, there's an Amber Alert every Sunday, so you are welcome to call back because it's only for bomb fly artists.
Woo-wee, for sure. I'm
hello.
I'm fucking with you. Much love. Y'all stay up, though. Okay. I did Thousand Flow. I literally got like 1% on my battery, on my phone battery right now. Otherwise, I would drop real quick. If I might call back in and throw a little something out there real quick. But literally, my phone is about to go out on me. So I'm going to check y'all out in a minute. Y'all stay up, though. Much love from the city of the D.
Much love.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Okay. Lil Wade, we have so many tips on the line, but I got to get to another amazing artist. But y'all need to link up, so you need to keep on listening because you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're going to link up. We're still online. We're still listening.
Yeah, let everybody know how to get to you, all that real quick before we get into this extra stuff going on. So, yeah.
Once again, this your boy Lil Wade coming out of Jackson, Mississippi, unknown upcoming artist out of Trill Gun, UGK. Man, recipe, Mama West, come see you once again. You can look me up on Facebook, Marcus Hemingway, or Marcus Lil Wade Hemingway. Instagram, Lil Wade 20. On Facebook, on YouTube, it's Lil Wade. SoundCloud, it's Lil Wade. Basically, every site you go to Lil Wade, you go type, it's only one Lil Wade. Guaranteed.
True. True that.
I've been blessed.
Google it. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. And also for dealing with me since I started and being supportive and encouraging instead of being an asshole. All love so much.
Well, love, you know ain't number two love here.
All right. Now, everybody on the line with their tips, look, I know some of y'all are calling in about the cipher. That info's coming up. Everybody hold on the line with your tips, and then we get straight into Lito 810.
Many say they got it. Many don't. Think you got bars? Well, enter into chamber 2 of the beatings. Email GeminiTheQueen@gmail.com. Put your subject line for the beatings chamber 2. We'll send you the beat. You just gotta show us the bars.
And if you suck at my dick, bitch, get the nuts. I just be minding my business, my lippin' up. Keep it pimpin', pimpin', cause sippin' sucks. Yeah, we from the mud, yeah, we from the mud. So the actions we take, you cannot judge. And these hoes and they feelings, they need a hug. And these niggas and they feelings, they need a slug. Yeah, I know a bitch out the struggle that needs some love. And a nigga that can hustle that need a flood. Yeah. I know a bitch out the struggle that needs some love. And a nigga that can hustle that need a flood. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Need a flood.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Don't need no love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I got the beam up on the hammer and the K on the side. And I be gone up off that kush, I keep a J like Miss Black. And I be rolling with my rollies, ain't no hate in my tribe. I made a deal with the devil and he paid me with five. I got that beam up on that hammer and a K on the side. And I be gone up off that kush, I keep a J like Miss Black. And I be rolling with my rollies, ain't no hate in my tribe. I made a deal with the devil and he paid me a five. Yeah.
And now, introducing a real lyricist, rapper from Flint, Michigan, Carlito 810, show respect.
What it look like, that's that shit, what it look like.
I know that. I mean, look, like I keep saying, every time I talk to one of y'all that's on my show, that is that shit. That's my shit. Look, because it really is.
You already know. You already know. Man. I do this. You know what I mean? Carlito ain't one no special Flint, Michigan. Hey, we got to get this together, though. I'm not a rapper. I'm an MC. There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? I'm
true.
An MC. You know what I mean?
Check me. Go
rappers
ahead.
Are like. Right. I mean, you my girl. I'm just getting, you know, I mean, it's brothers that can spit who consider themselves rappers. I just don't. I consider myself an MC because I move the crowd. I'm a master of ceremony. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I command the crowd. You know what I'm saying? When I step in and I do a show, I captivate a crowd. I move it. I get it to grow with me. You know what I'm saying? My music is deeper than that. You know what I mean?
I do know what you're saying. I am blessed to have seen it face to face. Got some videos too. Y'all want to hit them up? They're still on Facebook and multiple sites. I'm just saying. Yeah.
For sure, you know that was a good night too. You rocked the show too. You did your thing for real.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was a great night. You know, shout out to Royal Crush, Keisha, and Mr. Run. Tell that for putting that together. Shout out to Black Tear for getting the DJ at the last moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, the whole blackout, that was a good blackout radio night. You know what I'm saying? I feel blessed to be
able
to be a
was.
Part of it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. It was like a tiny family reunion.
Yeah, it was. And it was good. You know, it was nice. It was a nice atmosphere. It was smooth and, you know, good performances, good people, good food, good drink, you know, good weed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was great. You can't ask nothing better than that. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
For real.
Look,
I'm smoking right now.
Look, hey, I don't know. Oh, well, look, I don't know. Anyway, so, Carlito, A1O.
Yes.
Here's the thing. You are very popular, especially on Blackout. All the shows. They know you.
For real? Do they?
Okay. He said for real like he didn't know. Oh, really?
Hey,
stop playing with me.
Hey, I just, you know what I'm saying? I just want them to know the music, you know what I'm saying, and the bars, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to, you know, express a different side of rap. Which is hip hop, which is the originator, where it originated from. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to keep that part alive, you know, with some substance and, you know, I got a presence. You know what I mean? I just be me. I don't follow no, you know, I'm just me, you know. I can't help that. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say about that.
Man,
I was, God made me for this. Hey,
that voice
I get a lot of
that person is like baffling, like, oh, damn, this nigga is for real.
Oh, well, thank you. Hey, you know, I do get a lot of compliments on my voice. You know, people always just say, I should be a radio announcer or something. But, you know, I just think, you know, I was made for hip hop. You know, God gave me a blessing to be able to do this for over 2 decades. You know, I had a record deal. You know, I'm to the point where in my life, where I don't even want a record deal. I just want to, if anything, a distribution deal, which I pretty much do myself. I mean, I pretty much got it. You know, locked up on my end. You know what I'm saying? Because I do it for the culture, for real. You heard that song? I mean, I make a little penny, but I ain't trying to get no Bentley and all that. I'm trying to have a Bentley worth of music. I want my music to be that Bentley. You know, I want that last track to be that Gallardo. You know what I'm saying? I want you to get that seventh feeling like you sitting in the cockpit of a $600,000 car, a Bugatti or something. That's how I want my music to hit. I ain't got to be in that necessarily, but I want my music to roll like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what, you know, that's what I do.
Yeah.
You know, some people,
right,
you know, hip hop is for us to teach people, you know what I'm saying? And it was supposed to be, you know, we hood reporters. Everybody don't get a chance to get their voice heard. So when you get a chance to get your voice heard to the masses, what do you want to be remembered for? You want to be remembered for talking about some nonsense or something? Or do you want to be remembered for talking about some substance? You know what I'm saying? And that's what it originated from. Originated from a party standpoint, then it got into, you know what, we got this platform, we got all these problems in the hood, we ain't got no MTV, we ain't got no video, we ain't got none of this, you know what, we're going to talk about the problems in the hood. We're going to put it in a rhythmic form over some break beats. And now you have hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Look, Carlito.
Yes.
I have got to let the people... Y'all got, I'm sorry, y'all. I know it's a lot of tips on the line. We're coming right back, right in the tip. Soon as this gets played. But, Carlito, we know you because your music is always about substance and what's really going on and the water crisis in Flint because you live in that. And back to the bricks because it is that.
Every August we have a Back to the Brick car show, which is a nationally acclaimed car show. It's just like Woodward, and it's every year. See, I took that, and then I took that because that's part of my heritage and my culture for my city, and then I took it to put it part of me because I had to go back to the dope rhymes. I had to bring it back to the dopeness, to the bricks. You know what I'm saying? I had to bring it back to that because people was getting, it was getting whack out here for a minute. So I had to bring it back to them bricks. You know what I'm saying? I had to bring that dope music back. Because you listen to it, it's all about, the metaphors is about dope, but it's also talking about the music being dope. See, that's all that's about. The music is the dope that we peddling out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got that crack.
Yes.
I got that crack. You know what I'm saying? My shit is that crack. You know what I'm saying?
Green,
for real.
White, clear. Which kind of crack?
Any color. That shit is that crack. You know what I'm saying?
That's,
when you listen to my shit, you go.
I'm sorry. Look, we got to bring it. We got to bring it to this point. All because right. We talking about all different colors of crack. Ain't nobody heard you like pipe down.
Right,
ain't nobody
got
that Carlito.
Nah.
I need
no,
you
sir,
let them know. Let them know what it is.
What, you want to spend a little something?
With Pipe Down, we got to play Pipe Down because that's, like I said, nobody else is getting this Carlito. Pipe Down.
Right.
You got
Murder on the track, right?
Yes.
Murder on the track and A to Z, whichever one you want to play. I mean, you know,
Murder on the track is about Pipe Down.
Murder on the track is like about lyrical. It's about how I lyrically murder on the track, and I took the whole thing of murder, and I made a big metaphor for how I murder MCs and how I murder on the track. So So that's how that came about. So that's a, that whole song is a big metaphor about killing tracks.
Well, people, you've heard it for yourself. And like I said, all the tracks being played today are a personal shout-out. So, everybody, are y'all ready for this verbal homicide? Let's get it.
Yes, because that's what it is. Definitely.
Yes. Hey.
Murder on the track. The crime scene's outside and the chalk's on the ground. When you hear that sound from that 4 pound, it's murder. Murder on the track, it's murder. Murder on the track. If you try to take me under and you think I'm gonna drown, and you hear that from them live rounds, it's murder. Murder on the track, it's murder. Murder on the track. Yo, this needs no introduction. My trigger finger gets it pumping. When I write and it's nothing, grab the mic and get the cuffing. Cook it on the stovetop right after they bring the stuff in. Move it all hour, every hour, and we say Russian. A symbol like that one you hear slightly in the percussion as I talk over it quickly. There's no discussion. Then bag it and tag it. Zip it up like a body bag. Then put it all on the track. Shit it, then body that. My craft is like a hobby stat or a figure four on a mat, but I keep it like this, so I know you don't like that. Try and bury me in a tight trap, dig the dirt off and be right back. Something like the walking dead and spit it from my talking head. I'm blue but all I see is red, motherfucker, so don't get misled. The crime scene's outside and the chalk's on the ground. When you hear that sound from that 4 pound, it's murder. Murder on the track, it's murder. Murder on the track. If you try to take me under and you think I'm gonna drown, and you hear that from them live rounds, it's murder. Murder on the track, it's murder. Murder on the track. And it's gonna be witnesses, lots and lots of witnesses. What the fuck you think this is? Better apply for positioning. When you find out what the business is, my frame of mind militant. I strike hard with diligence and pillage your village quick. And kill them with the realest shit. Life, man, she's still a bitch. Lights out, she's still a switch. Right now, can't even steal a kiss. Feels like I'm stuck in a coffin, and I don't say that often. The blows ain't softened, so if you turn yellow, proceed with caution. Cause after I extort them, shit, I twist one up like contortion. Empty it out like abortions and get a clear view with no distortion. I just want my portion and let nature take its course in. Cause if it don't fit, don't force it. It's how Carlito from the North. The crime scene's outside and the chalk's on the ground. When you hear that sound from that 4 pound, it's murder. Murder on the track, it's murder. Murder on the track. If you try to take me under and you think I'm gonna drown, and you hear that from them live rounds, it's murder. Murder on the track, it's murder. Murder on the track. And globally, I'm warming up on the rhyme scene, bring the coroner. I know the other ones is boring, you're trying to get in like a foreigner. The homicide is negligent, write the body and spit the evidence. You ain't got a dust for prints, it's been in my DNA ever since. So pay now would be severance, surrounded by all this pestilence. I'm so refreshing like a beverage, and I use it all for leverage. Screaming man down, man down. Get him off the track, yelling man down, man down. Get him off his back. As I ended, the only thing left behind was forensics. For mad shots intended for the perpetrator so I can end it. And put them out their misery with no love for their company. After I kill them all lyrically, I dump the B-O-T-I-E. The crime scene's outside and the chalk's on the ground. When you hear that sound from that 4 pound, it's murder. Murder on the track, it's murder. Murder on the track. Try to take me under and you think I'm gonna drown. And you hear that from them live rounds, it's murder. Murder on the track, it's murder. Murder on the track.
Murder on the track.
Jawan, hear me now. Jawan, test me.
So bright.
Hey, I gotta clarify something. In that song, when I say the 4 pound is a microphone. So when you hear the when you hear the sound from them live rounds, that's me spitting them bars. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That whole thing ain't got nothing to do with nobody getting killed except on the track. That's it.
Lyrically murdered.
Lyrically murdered.
Out of here.
Cause we need to come together on that type shit. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to get that clarification. They ain't talking about killing nobody, except lyrically.
Amen. And just to let everybody else know out there, I don't promote like drug tracks, like super real drug tracks. Now we, you know, yeah, you know what I'm saying. But
yeah,
like real
right
drug
now.
Tracks
just
getting, it, you know what I'm saying? It's medicinal and it's recreational in lots of places. So. Get over it. But real drug tracks, like you being super happy that you OD, like I can't do it. So just to let you know before you send it, because I've had some of those and I don't want to like hurt your feelings like that. So moving on, we got all these tips, and I know there's a lot of people mad at me, and I'm so sorry, y'all, but we got so many tips and so much stuff to do. So let's get into another tip. Lito, I know you ready.
Oh, all right. I'm always ready.
All the way.
All the way.
Not far. Four, eight.
Yo, yo, what it look like?
Hello. It looks pretty.
9-1-3-4-8.
Amber, you like,
I
you might have to get one of them. You might have to get one of them sounds like a Quantrell or something. Motherfuckers don't want to talk. Right. Give one of them game shows.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. 517-215, you're live.
What up, though? Hawk here, Gino, checking in from Detroit, Michigan.
Nope.
What's cracking?
Nope.
What's the deal?
Chilling. Smoking.
Yeah. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
You know.
Call to promote my. Yes, indeed. Call to promote my show, May the 13th. Feed the Streets Tour in Detroit, Michigan, Atlanta to Detroit at Club Medusa, 15400 Grand River Avenue in Detroit.
Oh, I know what that's at.
Hey.
Indeed.
For sure. I'm about to show up there. That's 3 days after my birth. That's 4 days after my birthday, too. I'm about to show up there because I was planning on going up to the D on my birthday weekend anyway. Now I know where to go.
Yes, it be. It's going to be live. We have Atlanta artists here, Detroit artists.
For sure.
That's what's up. Just let everybody else that's listening still shout out your links real quick again so everybody know how to link up. You know, you might have some artists that want to join what you're doing.
Yes, reach me on Instagram at GNoteHardHeadENC and also on Facebook at Hardhead Entertainment or Hardhead GNote on Facebook, as well as Perry GNote Love on Twitter. And my SoundCloud is Hoghead Gino.
All right. Everybody, y'all heard the man. Hit him up. Like I say, if you don't network, you're not going to get much out of this. So, yeah.
Join my group on Facebook as well, Music Over Everything, with a whole lot of different producers and different things in the music industry as well. That's Music Over Everything.
All right. Music Over Everything. Hawkhead G. Nope. All right. I've heard your name a few times, so. But yeah, hit that man up, y'all. You have a great night, Hawkhead. Make sure you call back next week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, indeed. And then May the 25th also. We having a show at the Bullfrog May the 25th, the pre-event for the Detroit Hip Hop Honors. So that's going down as well too, May the 25th.
All right.
Oh, that's what's up. That's when we first performed that together. Me and her.
Right.
Bullfrog.
Hey, you know, Bullfrog the classic. You gotta keep the connection going.
Yes, sir. Then I performed there the week after. So, like last month, I performed there twice in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I did that in November. And last time I performed it like 15 times. So,
yeah, that's a nice venue for real. That's a nice venue.
Yes, indeed.
It is. Oh, right.
I mean, they got a whole lot of history too. So that's the good thing about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, like I said, thank you so much for calling in your tip. Everybody hear you. You got a couple shows. Hit him up. And you have a great night. Make sure you call in next week if you got another tip for what's going on.
Yes, for sure. Remember that SoundCloud at Hardhead Gino. Yes, indeed.
All right.
Appreciate y'all for having me. All right.
For sure, man. Have a good one, bro.
Hoghead G Note SoundCloud.
Hoghead? That's funny because my daddy used to like Hoghead Cheese. So that's how every time I hear him, I think about my daddy. Rest his soul. Because Hoghead Cheese and Kobe, Hoghead Cheese with some Kobe cheese on top on some crackers. Oh yeah, that was my daddy. Straight from Pine.
Well,
he's straight from Pine Bluff.
Give me
memories
of my granny.
Right, see, from Arkansas, you know, that's that Southern, that's that Southern thing right there.
Yeah,
I don't eat that shit though. I don't fuck with that shit. I'm good.
Show does feel good to think about though.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I, you know.
Okay. We got another tip. Who's there? What's up?
7-4-7-6-7-5.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Amber Alert? This is Quantra. I'm from Tulane, and I'm coming out of Virginia. How y'all doing?
What up, Quantra?
What's going on?
Look what you done popped up on, Q.
Oh, yeah. I know. But now we're always familiar with each other, especially after the last episode. Huh?
Hey, I just mentioned you too because somebody didn't answer, and I said you need to sound like Quantrell or something because these mugs ain't answering.
Oh yes, I heard. Yeah, no, that's my trademark right there. Yep, some
right.
I can't feel it. That's why I didn't want to implement that factor because I can't be jockeying.
He did it first, but he
check out. Done.
He got the fart gun.
Yeah, I got the fart. Well, I got the fart noise. So you can't, technically, if you want to try another noise, you just can't use a fart noise.
Right. I was telling her she needed, not the fart noise though. But she needed.
Oh yeah, we also have the boo noise as well. We used that when we didn't have the fart noise, and we had to get another sound. So we had the boo noise. So if someone didn't call in, it go boo, and then
that was dope too.
I recall. That was those both were very, very entertaining, and I was always on the phone with you. Like, so funny.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Let Q get to it.
But all I did was say 5 seconds, and then suddenly they said, and I did that. I told Black Terry, give him the sound.
Classic.
Okay.
Please don't ever get rid of that.
Oh, no. That's been a trademark. We've had that since we started there. We're always going to keep that on the show. But for people that don't know, I am the host of the Q. For people that do not know, I am the host of the Q. It airs every Friday, 6 o'clock, and Eastern Standard Time. We're back down to an hour and a half. Got a special guest for the show. I believe somebody from John Taylor's on Popular Magazine is going to be on the show. We haven't figured that out yet, but we'll figure that out hopefully by the incoming week. Funny crap of the week, we actually already got it. We actually got our funny crap of the week pretty early. It's about the guy who had sued the guy who failed. I guess he had an appeal for a ticket he had for warming up his car in Detroit. I guess it was like he had some sort of appeal for that, and he lost the appeal because he got in trouble for leaving for literally having his car parked in his driveway, warming it up, and I guess they gave him a ticket for that out in Detroit. I'm not sure why that's a law.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't know why that's a law, but we're definitely going to cover that. Also, Bill O'Reilly's up there on the segment as well. We're going to be covering him. I'm sure everybody's going to be. Oh, you didn't hear about that?
No, you can have one of your cars in Detroit. What?
I know it's tickets that you can get, but I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that is a real law. I just checked that out. That's a real law.
What?
I did not know that. You can get a ticket.
You can't leave it warming up without. You can't
be
out of the car.
We live in a frozen tundra. You telling me we could not warm our cars up?
Oh,
yes, you
okay.
can. While your ass is in that motherfucker.
we'll have more on that topic this Friday at 6:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everybody.
Well, I call in every Friday. I got to get in on this one because I can't believe this, man. What? Warm your car up in Detroit?
He lost the appeal. Yeah, he lost the appeal because it didn't make no sense. Because he could understand if it was on the side of the street, it was in the middle of the street, but it was in his driveway. So he didn't understand that.
It was in his driveway.
Look.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Exactly. So definitely call him this Friday, everybody. If you want to get your opinion on that, every Friday, 6:00
p.m.
Standard Time. If you want to check out the show, facebook.com/theq16. All right, if you want to check out any past episodes of The Q, we just recently put up the episode we had just this past Friday, the Hip Hop Drop episode, 2-hour show. So shout out to everybody that called in. We actually want to give a quick shout out, right quick, to our battle rap champion. We had several segments on the show. We had the 8-Bar Challenge, which was back. The 8-Bar Challenge was back. We even had a new segment where we had battle rap for the very first time on the show. So I'd like to give a shout out to the battle rap champion, Mr. Jalen, K-O-K-E, from Detroit. He actually won the battle rap. He's a battle rap champion currently. And also, for any call that's wondering how you can get in on the battle rap champion, all you have to do is on Friday, if you call him out, we set up a battle rap assignment between you and the person that challenges him, and then the winner gets his championship. That's pretty much how it goes. You have to call him out first before anything else if you want the battle rap championship on the queue. Also, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Jimmy Figa from Harlem, New York. He won the 8-Bar Challenge also as well. And also shout out to the number 2 and number 3. They're all going to be on a cypher. We're actually going to get that together. We're all going to be on a Clown Records Freestyle Session cypher. So our next couple of 8-Bar Challenges, the top 3 artists get on a cypher. So we're going to be promoting the Clown Records Freestyle Session cypher. So definitely, if you want to take advantage of that, definitely call into my show every Friday, 6:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There'll always be some sort of shot for y'all to get in on different challenges we have. But definitely take advantage of that. Again, follow us online, facebook.com/theq16. If you want to email any of your music to our show, email us at theclown@rocketmail.com. That's theclown@rocketmail.com. You can get all your music submissions onto the show. And besides that, definitely check out QLN Entertainment, my label, facebook.com/QLNENT. We definitely got a lot of things coming up, especially with the Cypher series, which we got the Q involved with. So definitely shout out to pretty much all that, Blackout Radio Network. Shout out to everybody that's pretty much been supporting the show since day one. We're going to hopefully be having another big show this Friday. Also, Bill O'Reilly's on the subject, is on the topic of the day as well on Friday.
Yeah.
I know everybody got a big opinion about that as well. So,
that 25 mil, that 25 mil severance package,
Carlito.
Oh, yeah.
Carlito.
Yeah.
I got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. Talk about how they're going to cut healthcare to make the wall. Let's talk about a whole bunch of stuff. Why don't you have a topic discussion show one time, and let's have a forum. The world is going crazy.
Our show is more on the. I mean, we don't talk about politics too much on the show. We try to keep it within the music comic realm. We try to keep it around that realm if it's anything local. But if it's something major like that, like Bill O'Reilly being dismissed, different things like that, they won't talk.
Yeah. Right, that's what I'm saying. You need like to have, because not just politics. It's just a lot of things going on in the world. It's crazy, what I'm saying? That's crazy. For real.
Yeah, sounds like the Detroit thing,
I bet you Kwame Kilpatrick wish he could have got that severance package.
Oh,
hey, yo,
yeah.
My time is damn up.
Okay, yeah, he's about to, yeah, she's about to lose her time on the show. Yeah, I just realized he's about
y'all
to
be about to get me disconnected and then even get to everything. Look. All right.
Yeah, we got disconnected last show, too, so,
hit
so
up
we apologize
Q.
to everybody.
Look, hit up Q on Facebook. Y'all know how to do it. Carlito, I love you so much. I'm going to hit you up.
For sure.
I don't know if I got time for one more. If I got time for one more, oh, we can do it. If not, I'm so sorry,
one more,
y'all.
Real quick.
Okay, one more real quick. Again, I'm so sorry to everybody that's been waiting. I'm going to try to work on it.
252-236.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's YWK from North Carolina. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, what they do?
Not much, man. How you been, Jim?
I'm cool. I'm cool. A great show going on tonight. I'm glad you got in.
Uh-huh.
Tell me what's going on with you, man. We running out
man,
of time.
No,
I don't want you to get cut off.
Oh no, you good? You good? Shout out to the Q radio station for debuting my track called Black on Black. That was pretty fucking dope. I got to hear that last night around right around 8 o'clock before the show ended. That's pretty cool. Fucking just got done meeting up with a producer today. He goes by DJ Carolina Cash. He got him to whip up 2 new beats for me. He's actually getting ready to produce my whole EP coming up with myself and one of my other artists, Swank, my youngest artist.
Okay.
So that's some new shit on the lookout. I've got my solo EP dropping on June 30th, which is called B99, and then I also have a prequel to that called Pre99. The pre-99 is basically going to be acapella tracks, nothing but Roy's doing music and shit like that. Nothing too major. Just something to get my voice heard, more or less.
I definitely saw that. I want to comment more, but I don't want you to get cut off. So let everybody know your links before you get cut off, just in case.
All right, will do. I'm YWK from the Lyrical Physicians. You can find us on Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, all the social media websites. Such as that at Lyrical Flowsitions. You spell Flowsitions as FLOSICIANS. And once again, my name is YWK. Be on the lookout for my other artists such as Quentin X Kunky, Mind Soul, and myself and Swank. And then another artist debuting soon with his single, Just Dante. But other than that, y'all have a great night. Thank you for all you do as far as helping the underground scene. And much love to every last one of y'all.
All right. Much love. Thank you so much for calling in. Everybody else that called in and didn't get on, I'm so sorry. Call in next week, and we'll see y'all later. Much love to Lil Way and Lido 810, my homies for life. I'll talk to everybody
sure.
later.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. Thank you for calling in your tips. And thank you for helping us locate those amazing artists. Please keep your eyes open as we will return next week for more Located Artists.
Marvel of my African king. I thank the gods for blessing me. It's a love no apostrophe dry. Making love
to enter the Beatings Chamber 2. Email GeminiTheQueen@gmail.com. Put your subject to Beatings Chamber 2, and we'll send you the beat. You have until Friday.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gemini Productions for all of the music and the instrumentals. If you are in need of any beats, visit beatstars.com/GeminiTheQueen.
Got what you want, girl, got what you need. Won't stop pushing till you're weak at the knees. Yeah, damn right, you should be my queen.
For music done by Gemini the Queen, the artist, look up ReverbNation.com/GeminiTheQueen. Number one in the city and in the region.
Kinky handcuffs plus playing with blindfolds. Any fantasy wherever a mind go. Until the sunrise, like where did the time go? Give it to you good, that's all that I know.
Once again, we would like to let you know all collabs done with any artist signed under Gemini Productions will be globally distributed for free to over 50 stores and streaming sites. Thanks so much for coming. Bye-bye.